Blog Talk Radio.
Prayer to Tony Gaga because he's struggling with sin.
Amen. Tell me, if you're out there and you're listening, I hope that God can come into your life, okay, and take your sin away, okay? Yeah, I know you need the Lord as he wants you. Amen. All righty. Well, let's bring on Pastor Leroy and see what he has to say, and then we'll get into the message. Amen. Hey, Pastor Leroy.
Good evening, Pastor Ken. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, man. It was a great day here today, but unfortunately it's been raining all day here in New York City. But you know what? It is what it is, and, you know, it's better than snow. So I'll take the rain.
Yeah.
It's cold rain, but I'll take it over the snow any day, man. What about
yeah,
you? How
so
you doing? How's your health, man? How you doing with your health?
I'm doing good. I went to see my primary care doctor at the VA, and you know, there's a couple of lab work to be done, and that's pretty much about it, and we'll see what happens.
You know, the problem with men our age, man, whether you're a white man, black man, Puerto Rican man, Chinese man, Philippine man, or an Alaskan, like Eskimo man, the problem with all of us guys is that we don't want to go to the doctor, man. We don't want to do the colonoscopy. We don't want to do the prostate exam because it's embarrassing, you know what I mean? It's embarrassing, man, to have some guy stick his finger up your ass, man. It just, it freaks me out, man. But you know what? I went 7 years ago, man, and they found a cancerous polyp in my colon, man.
Yeah, me too.
They took it out. Thank God they took it out. Because if they hadn't taken it out, man, that would have taken my life.
I've had two colonoscopies so far, and each time they found three polyps, again, removed them.
Yeah, because most of them are going to turn cancerous, man. So it's a good thing you got that done. I go and get it done every year now. I'm forced to do it because of what they found. But you know what? That's not what this show's about, man. I would like to I have a couple of verses I would like to bring to your attention. Last night, man, actually, I got a call late last night from my parish. They wanted me to come in today at noon today and do a sermon. So I did, man. I wasn't prepared for it because I had, you know, a couple of cocktails last night. Look, man, I like to drink, man. I'm not going to lie to you. But you know what? At my age, who gives a shit, right? It don't matter, man.
Right.
We just drink and enjoy life, man.
There you go.
So they called me in there at noon today, and I did some sermons, man. So let me just do a couple of these for you real quick, because I really enjoyed it today, man. I'm going to do out of Exodus. This is going to be chapter 15, verse 2. The Lord is my strength and my power. He has become my salvation. This is my God whom I will praise, the God of my ancestors, whom I will acclaim. Now, let me say this too, man. People that don't understand, why am I doing a church sermon on Tuesday? See, here in the five boroughs, man, especially in my borough, there's a lot of religious people. They don't want just to have church on Sunday. They want to have church on Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Now, I don't normally do the Tuesday or Thursday sermons, man, but that's just the way this neighborhood is, man.
Huh.
I just want to clarify that so people don't think I'm, like, freaking out, man. I got another one. Now, this is from Joshua. I commanded you to be brave and strong, haven't I? Don't be alarmed or terrified because the Lord your God is with you wherever you go and whatever you see, whatever you believe in, man. The Lord is our God. We someday, you, me, Tony Farrar, and everybody listening, we're all going to meet our maker someday, man. It's going to come soon for some of us and not so soon for others, but we all will eventually end up in the same place, the Lord's heaven above.
Amen.
And I believe that's where we're all going to go because I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And thank you for
Amen.
Letting me do
Hallelujah.
That tonight.
All right. That is a great message, it was a great message that you put across. Amen. God bless you.
Well, thank you very much. Do you have any callers? Do you have anybody on hold?
Well, they're on hold, but they haven't pressed the one key, so I can't bring them on until they press the one key.
You did some Christmas music last night, man, near the end of your show. I really enjoyed that. So if you have any more Christmas music, please put it on, man. I love that stuff this time of year. I'm a very Christmassy kind of person, man. My wife is. You should see my house, man. It looks like the mall. There's lights everywhere, man. In fact, you know what? Look. Come here, man. It's my hand in the hallway. Man, you gotta turn that shit off, man. Play my ass to shit, man. Just do it. Damn, woman, man. She got these lights coming down the steps, man. And they blasted my eyes, man. My whole house, it looks like Toys R Us, man, in 1985. You know what I'm saying? It's all lit up,
you got
man.
A lot of light.
Looks like, it looks like Charlie Brown Christmas here, man.
Okay. Well, at least you're in the Christmas cheer.
Yeah, but the problem is, man, I'm half blind because all this damn lights all over the place, man. Hey, okay, man, come here. Come here. Why do we got a 7-foot Christmas tree, man? I can't reach the top to put the star on that thing, man. You know, she should put this up today, man. She put this Christmas tree up, freaking 7 foot tall, man.
Wow.
I mean, I'm a tall guy. I'm 6'3", but she expects me to put the star on that thing, man. I got to climb a ladder. If I fall, I could die, man. I could die. We could all die tonight, man.
Well, let's pray that we don't.
Yeah, but my whole thing is I love Christmas music, man. Has anybody called into your show at all?
No, not yet. I'm going to do the message, so I'm going to put you on mute, Pastor Leroy, while I do the message, and I'll bring you right back on right after the message and the altar call.
Yes.
All right, Pastor Leroy. See you in a bit. All righty. Well, are you ready for the message for tonight? All right. It's Jesus and the law, and it's a series of principles of kingdom living. And we're going with Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 to 18. Think that I'm not come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall no wise pass from the law, till we will be fulfilled. So, our society is governed by a set of laws that are in place to keep good order and discipline. From a national political perspective, we have elected officials who are referred to as lawmakers, and their responsibility is to ensure laws are established for the betterment of society. From a spiritual perspective, we have Moses, who was known as a lawgiver and was used by God to present the laws to the people. It was God himself who established laws for mankind and made them initially available to us in Exodus verse 20, where we find the Ten Commandments. I will go on record again and say that are not the Ten Recommendations or the Ten Suggestions, but are commands of God, who is the creator of everything. For the most part, people abide by the laws of the land, and because of that, they don't have to worry about looking over their shoulders, waiting for the police or whoever to come and take them away. So I think it's important for us to understand that when it comes to the Bible, the New Testament reveals what the Old Testament conceals. Jesus came to be a fulfillment of the law and the prophets and take care of the requirements for salvation. Because of his unique approach to the law and the gospel, many people accuse him of destroying the law of God. What they didn't understand was that his purpose was to set the record straight and take the necessary steps to make sure the law was fulfilled just as the scriptures said they would be. You see, people had a problem with Jesus because he was making sure the law is followed and established. There was nothing new under the sun, as we are living in a day and time when people want to do things on their own way and push aside the laws of God in the land. It is interesting to me that most of the laws in our penal code have their foundation in the Ten Commandments. God's laws are right, God's laws are fair, and God's laws are needed for our society. If these laws are not followed, chaos, confusion, and rebellion will begin to be the norm in the land. So we have chaos in our society right now with the recent verdict in the Trayvon Martin trial, where people have started riots, looting, and destroying property. We had confusion in our society right now with recent decisions of the Supreme Court of the United States regarding the same-sex marriage. We have rebellion in our society right now with the laws on the books that people blatantly break on a daily basis. In the natural, when we break the law and we are caught, we are held accountable for the law. When it comes to God's law, we're also held accountable for breaking it. The key to all of us is to know what the law is and do your very best to abide by God's law. So Jesus knew the law and showed us how to abide by the law. In our selected text, Jesus is dealing with the fact that some have accused him of trying to destroy what God has established. People have a tendency of doing things like that when their intent is to do what they want to do, regardless of established laws. The preachers outline the Sermon on Bible Rights. Every generation has its proponents who feel that Jesus emphasized love and de-emphasized the law. Many have felt that the trust of Jesus is love and forgiveness, and the afterthought is law and justice. So as a result, many have felt less obligated to follow God's law. They felt freer to live looser life and to do as they wished. They further go on to say, therefore, the law's clear restriction and obligation and its demand for obedience are minimized, and what is called love and forgiveness is emphasized. So we can see that, in fact, that people have said the government does not have the right to tell somebody who to love. Jesus told us to love our neighbor as ourselves, but did not tell us to love them with the same love that we have for our spouses. There's a difference. So I want to focus on the fact that Jesus is the epitome of keeping the law and the prophets and lived a life reflective of that. Jesus fulfilled the law. The law was established to teach mankind how to live holy and righteous life because sin had entered the world. The law had to be established to provide us with guidelines to live by. The Bible teaches us in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Some say that the law was impossible to keep, but Jesus showed us that it's possible to do so. The many times we went to hide behind our humanity in order to do what we want to do, but if we really took a look at ourselves, we would find that we are spirit beings made in the image and likeness of God. In John chapter 4, verse 24, says, God is spirit, and they worship him and worship him in spirit and truth. Jesus embraced and put his flesh in subjection and lived a sinless life. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 to 24 says, for even hereunto we are called because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Who one was revealed not again, but they suffered and threatened not but committing themselves to the judges righteously. Who is also bear our sins in our own body on the tree that we be dead to sin. Jesus lived unto righteousness. By those stripes we are healed. Jesus fulfilled the law. So Jesus fulfilled the prophets. God had to bring the Savior in such a way that man could not take credit for it. When he created man, he formed man from the dust of the earth and breathed into him so he became a living soul. Now the Messiah, he had to do something that would confirm the identity of the Messiah. It was prophesied that the Messiah would be born supernaturally. In Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, we find, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel. This was fulfilled in Matthew chapter 1, verse 18, which reads, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on the wise. When his mother Mary was exposed to Joseph before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. So the prophet Micah prophesied where Christ will be born. He foretells in Micah chapter 5, verse 2, but thou, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, through the title a little among the thousands of Judea, yet out of thee shall come forth unto me that is the best ruler in Israel, whose going forth has been from everlasting. This was fulfilled in Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 to 2, which says, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, before there came wise men from the east of Jerusalem, saying, where is it that is born king of the Jews? We have seen this star in the east and are coming to worship him. So the Bible also teaches us that the Messiah would suffer for the sake of mankind. Again, we find Isaiah chapter 53, verse 4 or 5, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, and chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. This is fulfilled in John chapter 19, verse 1, which reads, then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him. The word scourge in this verse comes from the Greek word, which means to whip or to lash for public punishment. Jesus fulfilled the prophets. Jesus will fulfill the word. And verse 18 says that till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law until it be fulfilled. A jot was the smallest letter in the Hebrew language, and a tittle is the smallest ornament placed upon certain Hebrew letters. If you leave out a jot or a tittle, you change the meaning and impact the word or phrase. For example, if you take the apostrophe out of the letters of gods, and now you have multiple gods instead of something that belongs to God. So what Jesus is telling us is that whatever God has put in place will happen, and whatever Jesus has promised will come to pass. I remind you of what Jesus said in John chapter 2, verse 19, where he said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. When he made the statement, he was not talking about a building, but rather his body and death. The Apostle Paul verifies this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3 and 4, which reads, for I have delivered you unto the first of all that which I received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and then he rose again on the third day according to the Scriptures. But Jesus also made a promise that we can all look forward to when he said in John chapter 14, verse 2 and 3, in my Father's house we are many mansions. If we are not so, I will have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye shall also. And he said all to that to say this, we might not agree how the law of justice will be rendered here in America. But we have one that we can turn to who is a righteous judge and a king who is ruled properly and fairly. We don't have to be upset behind this ruling because his ruling will be right. He's Jesus Christ, and he can make a mistake. okay? He's Jesus Christ, and you can't make a bad decision. He's Jesus Christ, and he will fulfill all righteousness. We need a Savior, and he came on the scene. We needed a Deliverer, and he came on the scene. We needed a Healer, and he came on the scene. We needed a Provider, and he came on the scene. We needed a Protector, and he came on the scene. We needed a Shepherd, and he came on the scene. He's Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He was crucified for your sins and mine. He was buried for your sins and mine. He rose early on Sunday morning with all the power in his hands for your sins and mine. He's coming back one day as King and Judge. Amen. I hope this sermon touched your heart, okay? And you get something from it. Amen. Now, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior, you can do so tonight. All you have to do is say this simple prayer after me. Say, dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. And there is nothing that I can do to save myself. I confess my complete helplessness to forgive my own sin or to work my way to heaven. At this moment, I trust Christ alone as the one who bore my sin when he died on the cross. I believe that he did all that will ever be necessary for me to stand in your holy presence. So I thank you that Christ was raised from the dead as a guarantee of my own resurrection. As best as I can, I now transfer my trust unto him. I am grateful that he has promised to receive me despite my many sins and failures. So, Father, I take you at your word. I thank you that I can face death now that you are my Savior. So I want to say thank you once again for your assurance that you will walk with me through the deep valley. And thank you for hearing this prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you to the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said that prayer, we would like you to call in to area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is 657-383-1487. And press the 1 key. And let us know that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your lawful Savior. Amen. Amen, Brother Artis. Amen. Well, we're going to bring back on Pastor Leroy. Okay, and we got a caller here, Pastor Leroy. I'm going to bring him on and see what we got. Okay, 111, you're on the air.
How are you doing here, Kenny?
I'm doing great there, my brother Clay. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How's Mr. Pastor Leroy doing?
Look, hey, man, I'm always doing good, Clay. I wish you were the real Clay. Damn, you don't know how much I wish you were the real Clay, man. That's all I'm going to say about it.
This is the real Clay, Douglas. I am the free American. And let me tell you something. This is Clay Douglas. And I'm learning how to spell the word blue. B-L-U, blue.
Oh, you forgot a letter, Clay.
What's that?
B-L-U-E.
Oh! Ah, gosh, dang it. I told that teacher that it was B-L-U-T. She said it was B-L-U. I didn't know it was B-L-U-T.
No, it's B-L-U-E, not T. E.
B-L-U-B. Blue.
No, B-L-U-E. E, like in E. In, like eat. E.
B-L-U-G.
All righty. You doing good, Clay? Everything okay?
A little bit under the weather. But if you ever see that guy, Astorville, tell him to not come to Timothy Bible College no more. Because he's telling everybody that I'm gay, and I'm not gay.
Okay. I'll tell him not to come to Timothy Bible College no more.
Can you put me on mute?
Sure can, Clay. I'll put you on mute so you can listen. God bless you, Clay.
And I wish you were the real Leroy.
That's Leroy.
Yeah.
He said he wishes you were the real Leroy. What does he mean by that?
The real Leroy? I'm the only Leroy Jackson from the Bronx, man. Look it up. Look at my Paris online, man.
I thought you were Leroy from Queens.
Look at him, man.
Leroy from
Clay Douglas. If I wish to God, you don't know how much I wish to God you were the real Clay Douglas. But you know what? I'm going to say this, Clay Douglas. You suffered a stroke. You're brain dead, man. Get out of a wheelchair. Don't ever call here again, man. You're nothing but a stupid gay guy.
You never send them two little Negroes to my house again, putting them dildos on my fence, on my yard.
Yeah, I saw that. I watched that episode, man, when you called them two little Negroes in your backyard. I saw that episode, man, and that really made me sick that you would say something like that. That you don't like black people running around in your backyard. What do you think, we're animals?
I don't like niggers, black or white.
Oh, whoa. What do you mean white? There ain't no white niggers, man.
You know what the name nigger means? It means ignorant, you ignorant son of a bitch.
Look here, man. Look here, Clay. Douglas, you...
Look out here, Leroy Jackson from Queens.
But Queens,
or
man.
Is this Leroy? Is this Leroy from the Bronx?
Queens, man. Queens is nothing but a bunch of pussies over there, man. Don't tell me about Queens. You have no idea about the five boroughs, man. If you want to come up here, you come up here to the Bronx,
I've
man.
I've been in New York there, Leroy. I've been to the
five
boroughs.
Now, you're a big pussy, man. You're a big pussy, man.
No, I'm not, man. You better watch out, Leroy. I'll get my biker friends to get you.
Yeah. Let me see you in my neighborhood, man. Come on in my neighborhood with your bike.
In the Bronx.
Come in my neighborhood with the bike. Every one of your bikes is going to be gone. Man, within 15 minutes, if you come in my neighborhood with a bunch of white guys from the town coming to my neighborhood with bikes, man.
I doubt that, Leroy. I doubt that.
Oh, I guarantee you, man. You don't know what you're coming into, man. You're coming into the fly trap, man. You better be careful.
Let me see. Who's the club? The clubs in the Bronx? I think the Outlaws are over there. I'll just have them pay you a visit. How about that?
You know what? I'm going to let you win this, man. I'm going to tell you why. Because I'm going to go out on my deck outside right now and smoke a blunt. Because here in New York City, man, it's legal to smoke pot. I got a Cure Leaf right down the street, man. And I go down there twice a week and restock my shit, man. But I still appreciate
it. You better restock it good. That'll be the last time you see your blood.
Can you please cut this guy off?
Okay. Well, listen, I'm gonna play Christmas music here, Clay and Pastor Leroy. So let's get blessed with some holiday cheer. Amen.
Amen.
that, man?
All right.
You nigger.
No! Wait a minute. Hold on. No. Don't put no Christmas music on now, man. You hear what he just called me?
Oh.
I said it's time to eat some gingerbread. I said ginger.
Pastor Ken, are you there?
Gingerman.
Yeah,
bread.
I'm here.
All right, well, did you hear what he just called me, man? He called me a nigger, man.
I said gingerbread, man. Get that through your head.
Okay. Well, okay, he said ginger. I couldn't make out exactly what he said. It sounded like ginger, but maybe it was the N-word. I really don't know. Okay? But if he did say the N-word, okay, I'm sure he didn't mean it in a bad way.
I would have never said that word. I would have never said that word on your show there, Pastor Ken.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. Let's
get
into
just start with a G, right?
All right. Let's get into some music then, Pastor Leroy and Clay. God bless you. I'm going to put you on mute while the music plays. Sit back and enjoy.
All right. God bless you, Ken. God bless that nigger nigger.
Okay. All right. Here we go with some music. Thank you.
like Christmas. It's the best time of the year. Now, I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh, the mistletoe is hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, just the one for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case
Hey, look, man, are you, wait a minute, man. I think I know who this is, man. Aren't you one of the parishioners in my church, man?
Hug for Harlem, man.
Oh, yeah, my buddy. My buddy Hug for Harlem Show. Oh, yeah, this is the co-host, man. This guy is phenomenal. Thank you for calling in here, man.
Yeah,
we got
amen.
My brother.
Thank you.
Good to hear
I listened
after.
To your show the other day. I think it was on YouTube, and it was a clip from your.
Thank you, man. Thank you, there, Pastor. So, how long have you been a pastor, man? This is really good speaking to you, man.
I've been a pastor now for about 10 years.
Oh, wow, phenomenal, man. Phenomenal. Yeah, man.
Hey, man. I like your show. I wish I could hear more of it.
Thank you, man. I love Leroy, man. He keep it real, man.
Look here, man. You are the man. I appreciate you contacting and calling in tonight, man. You are truly the man. Hallelujah, and I love you, brother.
I love you too, brother. I like to listen to the show, man, you know, and just give much love and much props to Pastor Ken. Good having you, man. Love your show, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Love your show, too.
Thank you, man. If you could put me on mute, I'd love to enjoy it.
All right, my brother. God bless you, and have a wonderful night.
You too, man. Thank you.
You're so welcome, my brother. All righty. Well, ain't that special. We had a Hugs for Harlem co-host call into the show tonight. Amen. God bless. All right, Pastor Leroy. What you doing, my brother?
Well, you know what, man? You know, I love my brothers from Hugs for Harlem, man. And he is like the number two person there in on the show, man. And for him to call in here, it just, you know, it touches me, man. Because the people here in the five boroughs, man, we all love the Lord. And the Hugs for Harlem Show is a big part. What goes on here in the borough.
Amen.
So I appreciate him calling in tonight, man. I did not expect that, and I got a tear in my eye, man. Thank you.
Amen. Yeah, we were blessed. Amen. All right. Well, I see we got DC2 in the chat. How you doing, my brother? I hope you're blessed and highly favored. Amen.
Do you have any calls? Do you have any calls, Pastor Ken?
No, I do not at this time. Hopefully, maybe DC2 will call in. Okay, and we'll be blessed by DC2.
Yeah, I love him, man. He is my brother from another mother. That man has been around for a long time. God bless him. I hope he calls in.
Yes, amen. I will be blessed. Yes. Well, see, we got in the chat room, we got Brother Arnaz, we got Grimshaw, we got Tony F., and we got Gavin Moorhead. Amen. Oh, I got to do a shout-out to Juan from Alabama. God bless you, okay? And I hope you're doing well. All right. Well,
I like Juan from Alabama when he calls in, man. He's really awesome, and I hope he calls in. I hope he calls in tonight. But in the meantime, if you ain't got any calls, man, don't give up your show, man. Just play some music until you get some calls, man. I love the Christmas
music. Oh, okay. I'll play some more Christmas music. How about that?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Let's get some music started here. Okay, I'll put you on. Pastor Leroy, while I play some music. All righty. God bless you. All righty. Here we go with some music, some more music. All righty.
Who's debonair with the tall steel cat, muffler of wool and a tummy that's fat? King for a day and he loves to roll with a broomstick cane and a heart of gold.
That's Frosty the Snowman. He's a jolly, happy soul with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman. One day there must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. For when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Oh, Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me.
Amen. All right, let's get into a little Frank Sinatra here. No, not Frank Sinatra. Run away. Okay?
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe home where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit bring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You
All right, I hope you enjoyed that music. We have a caller. Okay, it just popped up. I'm going to take it. It's a 111 caller. Amen. Hello, 111. You're on the air. Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
How you doing, sir?
You're okay. How are you? You're okay. I listened to your show yesterday. Okay. I listened to your show yesterday.
Okay.
What was all that about? What are they talking about dead people?
Huh?
They're talking about dead people.
Yeah, it was an interesting show. They were talking about dead people.
I'm talking about. They're talking about two dead people and disrespecting the dead. I don't think that's okay. What did you do to stop it? What are you gonna do to stop it? What you
well,
do?
Well, I'm not gonna talk about dead people anymore. Okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. You spoke too fast or too low. What are you gonna do? I'm sorry.
We're talking about dead people. Okay. All righty. We got another caller here. Oh. Let me bring him on. Okay. And thank you, sir, for calling in with your concerns.
Can I say one more thing? I just think that we should, remember the Ten Commandments, and we should love each other as the Lord has loved us. Yeah, I'm sorry. I need oxygen right now, but I'm trying to talk, so please don't hang up on me. One of your callers that was talking yesterday, the Hispanic gay guy, why was he disrespecting everybody? Why was he doing that?
I really don't know. Juan's usually not like that, so I don't know what was going on.
Not that guy, the other one. The other one there, not that guy with the southern accent. The other one, the one with the Texas accent, the gay one.
You got a funny. He was talking about how people was talking bad about his sister. Okay, that passed away and.
Why'd you let him talk like that about other people? And why'd you let the other guy too? Why were they talking about dead people? That's not right. And then they talked about mungin. What is that? Is that like a rosary prayer? What's mungin?
No, mungin. It's totally something totally gross, okay?
But this is a godly show.
nobody should do. Okay?
What is it? Is that like slapping somebody in the hiney? What is it?
No, it's...
What is money?
It's a little grosser than that. It has to do with digging up a dead person and having sex with it.
Who does that? Who even thinks about that?
Sickles.
Something like that. I can't believe that Tony F. guy does that. That's sick.
No, he doesn't do it. Tony doesn't do it. Okay, no, he doesn't do that.
What? He doesn't? What about?
No.
Someone said they did it or were going to do it. Why? That's horrible. I thought it was a prayer. I invited my congregation to go mungy. I thought it was like a shame prayer. Rosie.
No.
I hope they don't Google that. If they Google that, I'm finished. I hope they don't Google that.
Yeah, me too. I hope they don't Google that either.
I hope they don't Google it. Is that how Tony F got the HIV from munging? Is that what he said?
Tony F doesn't do munging. No. Okay.
But
no.
How did he get the HIV then? I heard him say HIV. Well, one of the people on your panel said that he got HIV from the munging. But I thought it was that's why I said, how do you get HIV
from
the munging? He didn't get HIV from the munging,
no.
How did he get that HIV then? No, that's not right.
We're not going to talk about Tony F anymore. Okay, let's bring on another caller here. Okay, 111. Pastor Leroy, you're on the air. You got anything you want to say to this caller?
Well, you know what? I don't understand what that was all about, man. Look. I don't understand all this stuff, man. Kenny going to let you die on the phone? And what about Captain Lou Albano, man? I did want him off. I got to tell you that, man. That's true. And I'm not looking at your chat room, but somebody is sending me texts from your chat room. I'm not in the chat, man. But something about Captain Lou Albano, Leroy ran him off. Yeah, let me tell you something, man, about that story.
I gotta open my diapers. Go ahead. I'm listening. Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
What happened? Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, I was opening some of my diapers because if I don't open them now, I don't have the strength later.
Go ahead, Pastor Leroy. Finish telling your story about Captain Lou.
Now, you know what? What the hell is this, man? This sounds like our president, Joe Biden, who's like brain dead, man. What the hell is this? Who is this calling, man?
Why do you think I'm the president? It's Joe Biden. I remember voting for a guy named Collins back in the day. But the cameras would turn off when he would go speak. So I don't vote. Last time I voted, I think, was for John F. Kennedy or Buchanan. That was it. Yeah, that was it. But to the point of that ungodly homosexual last night talking about mugging, that's not right. You don't talk about mugging on a godly show. And now I'm going to dip this cookie in my milk really quick and just think about mugging. It makes me want to throw up now. I don't think I want my cookie. How do you guys get your cookies?
Oh, can you believe? Pastor Ken, can you believe that this brain-dead, skinny, old geezer is running our country, man? Now, if this ain't Joe Biden, it's probably not the actual Joe Biden, and I get that. But this guy imitates Joe Biden to a T, man, because that's exactly what is running this country. And I know Tony F. I know he
voted for James. I voted for Biden. Yeah, I voted for Biden. And guess what? I voted for Biden. And if you don't like it, fuck you.
Well, you know what, man? That's not what I agree with, man. So what the fuck? Tony F., you need to get on here, man, and explain that to me, man.
I think Tony's just listening to the show, okay? So let's take another call here. Okay, the person. Okay, here we go. Another call here. 111.
Well,
you're on here.
This is Ronald. This is Ronald calling from the grave. Biden, come home. Go to the light. Go to the light. Let Kamala run.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come to the light.
Go to the light, man. That freaking old Jesus.
This is Ronald Reagan. The greatest president in 1980. And let me tell you, God bless
America. No, you know what? You know what? You're not Ronald Reagan. Because I'm Ronald Reagan. I'm the Ronald Reagan from the 1980s. Don't ever tell me that you're Ronald Reagan. Now, Ken, I know.
They would tell you you're Ronald Reagan. This is Jimmy Carter. This is Jimmy Carter. I was just trying to imitate
look here,
you, Ronald.
Jimmy, you lost to me in 1981 because you're nothing but a fucking piece of shit. So let me say this with my Nancy. Nancy, I love you so much. Nancy, you have.
Well, that is true.
And always did. Hold on. I'm the former president of the United States. Nancy, you have very nice tits. And that's why I married you.
Okay. Well, we got another 111 caller here. We had Ronald Reagan, Jimmy Carter. Okay. Let's see who we got now. Amen. 111, you're on the air.
It's still me, but I don't know what happened. Can you hang
up?
Oh, but
I think Blog Talk stopped you. I don't know what happened either.
I don't know what happened. Why did it happen?
I don't know.
Look here,
man.
This is Ronald Reagan.
Are you guys mugging each other? Are you mugging each other?
This is former President Ronald Reagan.
Stop.
Let me say this. Yeah.
Mugging
What are you talking about? Who are you?
Nancy and I
had a great party here at the White House in 1983, Christmas. Yeah, most of you little fuckers weren't even born yet, but I was president of the United States, and you little pricks were the reason why I couldn't meet my budget, because there was too many of you little fuckers that were born in the 80s because it was everybody was banging everybody else in the 80s. And it made a lot of kids. So you need to stop doing that. But let me say this. I am I am Ronald Reagan, the former president of the United States of America. And if you don't like it, how about go fuck yourself? And Nancy and I will tell you straight up, Merry Christmas and fuck you.
I can't tell any of you apart, but listening to that guy, it's like listening to two retards have sex. It's horrible.
Okay.
Why would he put us through that? Do you know what it's like to listen to two retards have sex? Well, if you don't,
no,
that was
I can't say I do.
Well, that was it. That's how they sound. Just like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what they sound like. And they sound also like that Tony F guy from yesterday. You know, the way he talks. Is that his real voice? How do you put up with that? That's horrible.
That is not his voice. Love to hear him talk.
I'd take my oxygen off and stuff myself, cover myself with a pillow. I'd euthanize myself if I had to listen to that every day. Imagine living with that. Do you live with that?
Yeah, I do. I like his voice. I like his voice.
You like his voice, or do you like his voice? You like his voice? He's got voice. What do you mean, voice?
I like his voice. He's got a good voice.
How many boys does he have?
Huh?
How many boys? You said you liked his boys.
No, his voice. Not boys, voice.
What is it? Okay. Did Tony F. Mung Ronald Reagan and the original Ronald McDonald? Is that what happened? Is that what he was saying? That's what I thought that Ronald Reagan guy said. And if Tony F. has boys, I heard on another one of your shows that you guys, that he has a little boy named Victor, and that's your boyfriend. Is he your boyfriend?
No.
Victor? Because,
no.
You know, back in my day, it was okay to go out with a teenager if you were 19. But I don't know. But I'll tell you what. I don't know what's going on. But, folks, can I tell you, I've known 8 presidents, 3 of them intimately. I have. I can tell you I've known 8 presidents and 3 of them intimately. Do you hear an ice cream truck?
No, I can't say I do.
You don't hear the ice cream truck? I want some ice cream. I promise you, President Obama has a big stick. I promise you. Because, you know, he speaks softly and carries a big stick, but my President Obama has a big stick. I promise you.
Okay.
But do you hear an ice cream truck?
No, I don't hear an ice cream truck. You might be hearing one, but
you don't hear it. You cannot go to 7-Eleven or Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent. I'm not joking.
Anyone?
Yeah. I'm not joking. You know? Have you been into the 7-Eleven or Dunkin' Donuts?
Unless
you have
there,
a slight Indian accent.
I'm not
joking. You know, if you're black, you're gonna vote for Joe Biden, unless you're not black. I worked at an all-black swimming pool in the east side of Wilmington. And I was involved in what the Negroes, I mean blacks, were thinking, what they were feeling. And when I would get out of the pool, my granddaughters would rub my hairy legs, and then the water would glisten off my hairy legs and become shiny, and they liked rubbing my hairy legs.
What the fuck?
But I liked it better when the hairy legs.
No.
I mean, you got the first mainstream African-American who's articulate and bright and clean and a nice-looking guy. I mean, that's a storybook man. And I'm talking about Obama, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
Do you hear the ice cream truck?
No, I can't. Don't hear an ice cream truck.
I fell off a bike. Oh, geez. You know, I fell off a bike. I fell off a bike when I was stopping.
Well, listen, our show is coming to an end. I want to say God bless everybody. Thank you, Pastor Leroy. You want to give us a short prayer, Pastor Leroy, before we go off the air?
Yeah, I'm just trying to bring one up here, man. The Lord is our shepherd. Those of us who believe in the Lord.
I just grabbed my pants.
Okay, maybe you need to get rid of that guy while I do my sermon here, man.
What's wrong with that guy? You're a retard.
Okay, go ahead, get back, Leroy. Okay, he's up there.
Okay, man, in the Bronx, man, we do a whole sermon. I'm gonna do it for you right now, man. But I'm gonna make a bridge version, much smaller. Here we go.
Bring it over here, man.
The Lord is our master. The Lord bringeth up the cup. The Lord love all of us, whether it be white, black, Puerto Rican, Chinese, Japanese, Siamese. We're all part of the Lord, man. We're all part of the Lord.
Amen.
I don't discriminate whether you're white, Puerto Rican, or otherwise, Chinese, Japanese, or South Korean. If you're North Korean, get the fuck out of here, man. You know what? North Koreans, that's a whole nother story, man. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for our life. Praise the Lord that we are part of everything, part of the Lord.
Amen.
Pastor Ken, you are
a
very good friend of mine. And when shit went down, couple episodes ago, man, it really upset me. It upset me when shit went down on your show, man, because you did a lot of shows in a row and kept it going. And I appreciate you doing that, man. So I hope your show goes on. If your other half, all due respect, Tony F., if your other half stays off the show, your show is going to go on for a long time, and I will be here right by your side. Pastor Ken, I love you, brother. Have a good night.
I love you too, my brother. Okay, God bless you. Have a wonderful night. Okay, thank you for all the people that's been in the chat room, to Brother Ardash, Brimshaw, David Vandermillen, Tony Farrar, Gavin Moorhead, and Sylvia Ferriova. Okay, they're all in the chat room, and God bless you. Until tomorrow, okay, same time, we'll be back again. and maybe I keep this thing running longer. Okay, this time. All righty. Well, God bless you, Pastor Leroy. Have a blessed night, and see you tomorrow.